We'll be reading the Book of Zohar, Volume 2, Article Moses and the Two Messiahs. The lesson can be watched online, kab.co.il. Questions can be asked there, and certain questions will be asked during the lesson, if appropriate. So, the Book of Zohar, Article Moses and the Two Messiahs in Genesis. Rav, let's see ourselves, envision ourselves as close as possible, externally and internally, to the authors of the Zohar, who sat as a ten, and despite the forces of separation which worked between them deliberately, Choraim, the backside of the Creator, He deliberately makes them feel that, feel this rejection towards one another. He besieges me from both sides, first of all from behind, and we need to overcome this Achoraim, the hatred, the rejection, the fact that they wanted to burn one another. They start from that kind of resistance. We're weak. We don't get these kinds of Achoraim yet, these kinds of rejections, repulsions. No, we're just, they chill us a little bit, cool us down from what we have. And this is enough for us to feel weak. And not make enough efforts to connect. So let's, in spite of that, try forcefully against the ratzon, against the desire, to be drawn towards connection, and as much as we resist it, let's overcome, let's go above this resistance, and love covers all crimes. Let's try to be in that, and according to our efforts, we'll then receive the panim, the face, the front of the Creator, which will be revealed by our efforts. Let's attempt it. And also, when we attempt it and still do not come to a connection, we don't come to the revelation of the Creator within this connection, then meanwhile we can ask the reforming light to make connection between us, to make us such that will be worthy of the revelation of the Creator amongst us, between us. Please, go on. Moses and the two Messiahs, 232. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth. These cancels the first ones, meaning those of whom it was said, these are your gods, Israel, which is the sin of the calf. On the day in which the Creator blots out the sin of the calf, it is as though on that day the Creator made the heaven and the earth. As it is written, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. This is so because at that time the Creator will be in a zivug with His divinity, and the world will be renewed, as it is written, for when the new heaven and new earth that I make stand before me, so will your seed stand. This is in the day that the Lord God made, in the day when the world was renewed. 233. At that time it is written, out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing. But before that, before the sin of the calf was blotted out, the rain of Torah, Zerambin, does not come down to the sowing of the souls of Israel. And Israel, who are like the grass of the field and like the trees, do not grow. It is written, no shrub of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field yet sprung up. And there was not a man to till the ground, to till the earth. A man means Israel. Earth means the temple, to till means the work of the offerings. 234. No shrub of the field applies to the first Messiah, Messiah son of David, David, before he is in the land. No herb of the field applies to the second Messiah, Messiah son of Yosef. Why were there no messiahs in the land? It was because Moshe was not with them. It is written about him, and there was not a man to till the earth. It is written, the scepter shall not depart from Yehuda. This is Messiah, son of David. Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. This is Messiah, son of Yosef. Until Shiloh comes, which is Moshe, since Moshe in Gematria is Shiloh. And unto him shall the obedience of the peoples be. These are the letters, and Levi Kehat, meaning Kohat, meaning that the correction will go from Moshe to Kehat to Levi, which are his fathers. What is the meaning of the two messiahs and the difference between them? And why can they appear only after the disclosure of the soul of Moshe? It is because of the association of Midat al-Chamim with Din, when Malchut was included in Bina, that Smut, the self, the very being of Malchut was taken out, and there are only two. There are only the first nine of Malchut in her, the inclusion of Malchut in them, while her own self was concealed in Rosh Atik. For that reason, Malchut the Zeampin divided into two kingdoms. From the Chazeh and above, she is the tent of Leah, the covered world. And from there extends the Messiah, son of David, son of Leah. From Chazeh and below is the tent of Rachel, the revealed world, from which the Messiah, son of Yosef, extends, the son of Rachel. It follows that there are 10 complete sfirot in Malchut from Chazeh and above. But in Malchut from Chazeh and below, her Malchut lacks and she ends at Yesod. For that reason, there is dispute between Messiah son of David and Messiah son of Yosef concerning the purpose of the end of correction. Messiah son of David wishes to be king, to lead Israel in his aspect. From Malchut above the Chazeh, where the Zivug is perfect, from the face of man. This is why his illumination is complete. But Messiah son of Yosef is not pleased with the leadership of Messiah son of David, because he is from the covered world, and his illumination is from below upwards. For all that extends from Chazeh and above does not illuminate from above downward, but only from below upward. This is why he wishes to be king and to lead Israel, to illuminate for them from his aspect, from Malchut, from the Chazeh and below, who illuminates from above downward in open guidance, as she is the revealed world. This is the dispute that was between Shaul and David, because Shaul was of Rachel's children, Messiah son of Yosef, and David was of Leah's children, Messiah son of David. It is likewise between Rechavam and Yerovam. Similarly, in every generation, you will find those two slandering one another. This is what Yonatan, son of Shaul, said to David, and I would shoot three arrows sidewards. If I say unto the lad, behold, the arrows are on this side of you, take them and come. For there is peace for you. But if I say thus unto the boy, behold, the arrows are beyond you, go your way, for the Lord has sent you away. We should understand why Yonatan chose these signs. The three arrows are three branches of the letter Shin. These are the three Sfirot Chagat, implying the three legs of the throne, where David is their fourth leg. They also imply three branches of the lower Shin, which are the three sefirot Nehi, where Malchut of the house of Yosef is their fourth, the seventh of the sons. This is why they are called arrows, since these three branches were halved and divided between Messiah son of David and Messiah son of Yosef. Chitzim means arrows. The three above the Chazé go to Messiah son of David, and the three below the Chazé to Messiah son of Yosef. It is written, "But if I say thus unto the boy, behold, the arrows are beyond you, from below upward, like the nature of illumination of the three branches above the Chazé, which is Messiah son of David, know for certain that you are at peace. It is a sign that Shaul, my father Shaul, who is Messiah son of Yosef, confesses to your leadership and does not contemplate killing you. But if I say thus unto the youth, behold, the arrows are beyond you, meaning from above downward, revealed, like the three branches from Chazen below, which is the quality of Messiah son of Yosef, then go your way, for the Lord has sent you away. As it is a sign that he is envious of you and wishes to kill you and revoke your leadership to lead Israel by the illumination of Messiah son of Yosef from above downward in the revealed. It follows that the reason for Malchut's division into two kingdoms, Leah and Rachel, from which the two Messiahs come, Messiah son of David and Messiah son of Yosef, is due to the absence of Malchut the Malchut, which cannot be included prior to the end of correction. This is why the complete Malchut was nonetheless established above the Chazé, Leah, by whose force Rachel too receives her correction. Although she is lacking the Malchut, through her ascent and Hitkalut, or inclusion, with Rav, we're not expecting this to help us quite enough, that by the connection between us, we'll reveal what's written here as a living form. Again, expect yearn for connection, please. Know that Malchut de Malchut is the letter He in Moshe, and it is the 50th gate, called a path which the eagle does not know. An eagle is Moshe, since there are kachabtum in Malchut, ketochma bina tiferet Malchut, since each of which consists of 10. Thus, there are 50 gates, and since the Malchut, the Malchut is missing, there are only 49 gates in her. In terms of kelim, Malchut the Malchut is missing, and in terms of lights, she lacks the ketel, since there is an inverse relation between kelim and lights, vessels and lights. The letter He in Moshe is the missing Malchut, the 50th gate, and she is the reason for the division into Messiah son of David and Messiah son of Yosef. The two Messiahs do not have the power to redeem Israel, but only Moshe does. It is because of him that they are detained and do not redeem Israel. For as long as the Hey of Moshe is not corrected, there must be two Malchuyot, two kingdoms, so that at least one of them is completely whole, meaning from Chazé and above, and the other will receive her wholeness through the first. For this reason, the Messiahs that extend from them are also incomplete, because the illumination of Messiah son of David is incomplete, as she is covered chasadim. The lower ones need disclosed chasadim, uncovered chasadim, and the illumination of Messiah son of Yosef, who extends from Rachel, is incomplete, because Rachel's entire correction depends on Leah. Hence, her illumination is diminished, so she is unable to illuminate her revealed chasadim, except from below upward, like Leah. This is why Messiah, son of Yosef, is in dispute with Messiah, son of David, and she wishes to correct Rachel, so she does not need to receive from Leah. And then Rachel will illuminate from above downward too. Thus, both are incomplete, which is why it was said that the two messiahs do not have the power to redeem Israel before the hay of Moshe is corrected and the 50th gate appears. Because of it, they are detained. Due to the hay, the letter hay of Moshe, that is not receiving her complete correction. And hay of Moshe is mortgaged with Abraham. And from the hay of Abraham, for him to have in her an everlasting name, the hay of Moshe was completed in her. It is so because the hay of Abraham is the hay that was mitigated in Midat HaRachamim, mercy, the small hay of Abraham, and the hay of Behi Bar'am, and when they were created. Were it not for that mitigation, there would be no existence of Mochin for Zon and the lower ones. Those Mochin are the disclosure of His holy names, for which He has created the world. It follows that as long as the hay of Avraham did not disclose all the Mochin up to disclosing all of His holy names, it is impossible to revoke the mitigation of Malchut in Bina. Hence, the hay of Moshe will not be able to become revealed. However, once the mitigated hay, the hay of Avraham, reveals all His holy names, the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, which is the hay of Avraham, will be cancelled, and the hay of Moshe will appear in full. Thus, the hay of Moshe is mortgaged with Avraham. With the hay of Avraham, and as long as the hay of Avraham has not disclosed all the necessary mochin, she detains the disclosure of Moshe's hay. Indeed, upon the completion of the disclosure of all His holy names, the association of Bina will be cancelled, and Moshe's hay, which is concealed in Rosh Da'atik, will be revealed, as it is written, "The stone which the builders loathed shall become the cornerstone." At that time, the two Malchuts, Leah and Rachel, will return to being one complete Pertzuf, and Messiah, son of David, and Messiah, son of Yosef, will return to being one in full completeness, and will redeem Israel. Questions? How are you doing with the intention? The main thing, we also see this from the text. We can just mess around with the words and see what we remember from Taz and try to interpret it. But we need to reveal it in action between us. And this is done only with the reforming lights. In the connection between us, all these discernments will be revealed.
235.
No shrub of the field is the souls of the righteous who extend from Yesod Zerampin, a righteous who lives forever. Since the word siach, shrub, has the letters shin, chet, yod, a mere shin indicates the three branches of the tree, the three patriarchs, chagatz, the zerampin, who are called a tree. But the shin of the word siach, shrub, is not from zerampin, but from the one who lives forever, yesod de zerampin. And this is why there are the letters chet, yod in siach, indicating that the shin is from chai, the word living, yesod zerampin. Therefore, no shrub of the field, or the shrub of the field, indicates the souls of the righteous who extend from yesod zerampin, implied in the word siach, shrub. 236. No herb of the field, or rather, all herb of the field, esev, herb, the word Esev in Hebrew, has letters Ein, Bet, Shin. Shin indicates three leaves, Havaya, Elohim, the combination of Havaya and Adni, indicating the zivug of the names Havaya, Zerampin, with Adni, the Nukva. They are Ab, 72 in Gematria, Mochin of illumination of Chokhmah, which appears in a zivug of the two names, Havaya Adni, Havaya Elohim, sorry. There are three zivugim in Zon, three matings. One, zivug de Gar, Havaya Ekye. Two, zivug de Chagat, Havaya Elohim. Three, zivug de Nehi, Havaya Adni. Mochin Dab is Mochin Dechaya. They are not extended until the Zivug is completed with the third combination, Havaya Adni, 2. Then the souls of the righteous are born from the third Zivug, Havaya Adni, which indicates the Zivug of Nehi Dezon. The souls of the righteous are not born from the two previous combinations, because they are extended only from Mochin De'ab, which is illumination of Chokhmah, which appears neither in Chabat nor in Chagat, but only in Nehi, in the Zivug of the names Havaya Adni. These Nehi are implied in the Shin of the world Esev, or Herb, where the three lines of Shin are the three Sfirot Nehi. They are called three leaves and not three branches, Chagat. They are called leaves to indicate that they hang on the tree, on the three branches, Chagat, and receive their abundance from them. The mochin for the souls of the righteous that are born from them are implied in the Ein Bet, the letters Ein Bet of the word Esev, Herb. Havaya, filled with the letters Yud, which are Ab, 72 in Gematria, indicating their mochin. The branches, Chagat, on which the three leaves, Nehi, hang, add up to Ab, 72, because each of the three branches, Chagat, contains the count of the name Ab. There is the name Ab, the name Ab is in Chesed, as well as in Gvura, as well as in Tiferet, in the three verses, and went, and came, and pitched. The Mochin De'ab do not conjoin with divinity until Adam comes, Havaya with filled alephs, Yud Hei Vav Hei, who is Moshe, as it is written, what is his name and what is the name of his son? He corrected divinity and extended the complete unification, Havaya Adni. It is written, and there was not a man to till the earth, referring to Moshe, who did not properly correct divinity yet. 237. This is why it is written about Moshe, no shrub of the fields was yet in the earth, meaning that the righteous Moshe has not yet grown, from whom the verse, truth springs from the earth, is written, and of whom it is written, in regard to truth, cast truth to the ground, referring to disciples of the wise, who are like grasses that grow on the earth. They do not grow and do not come out of divinity in exile, until the verse, truth springs from the earth, comes true. Truth is Moshe, of whom it is written, there was true law in his mouth, for there is no one to interpret divinity like him. This is why it is written about him, and there was not a man to till the earth. Man is Moshe, earth is divinity. And before Moshe came, there was no one to properly correct divinity. 238. As soon as Moshe came, it is written, And a mist went up from the earth. Ed, or Ed in Hebrew means mist, with the letters Aleph Daled, from the name Adni, the Vav comes up, and with it he becomes master of the whole earth. Zaampin is Vav. When Moshe comes, Zaampin ascends and unites with divinity, Adni, and then divinity becomes the master of all the earth. And a mist went up from the earth. This is divinity, Adni. Adni is a name of a female. Hence, only two letters rise from the name, which are Aleph Daled. Zeampin, Vav, ascends and unites with her, and then she receives from him the complete Mochin and becomes master of all the earth. That is, where she was previously called Adni, female, she is now called Adon, or master, male. Promptly, and watered the whole face of the earth. Israel below will be watered and receive from divinity the Mochin Degal, which are called 70 faces of the Torah, since the word panim, or face, is gal. Panim is gal, as it is written, a man's wisdom shall illuminate his face. Also, 70 is that, Chagat Nehi, each of which consists of 10, and the 30 upper ones are unattainable. 239. Another interpretation to the verse, and a mist went up from the earth, is as it is translated, and a cloud went up from the earth, divinity, of whom it is written, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle. In the end, when Moshe comes, divinity will rise and the disciples of the wise in the earth will be watered and receive the Mochin from her. 240. Rav, questions? Any questions? Yes. Rav, I also thought about this. We held a preparation of the path. We talked about wanting to reveal the Creator between us during the drive. I came here, started listening to the Zohar with great expectations, and then I said, wait a minute, the most important thing is to be with friends. There's nothing more important, to be with the Rav and the friends. And that's it. I'm just held there now. I don't know what to do. Rav, again, I came with expectation. Rav, what expectation? To reveal the Creator. Rav, excellent. To find the Creator. Rav, yes. So I had great expectation then, and then I saw the friend, and I understood that it's the greatest thing you can do, to sit with your friends and listen to the Zohar. Rav, correct? Yes, and then I can't renew a new intention. I'm just blocked that way. I have an expectation and the friends. Rav, so what's gone? Just a great expectation, and I see the friends. I don't have any interaction with... Rav, you don't connect to the book. No. Rav, great. This is great. This is good. So what is this expectation that I have? I need to acquire something now. Rav, read... read letter Kufnun Hei.
Tishma.
Listen. Introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. It is worthy of you to know that most of the writers of the books of Kabbalah did not intend their books to be read by other than those who have already attained the Panim and all the attainments. Rav, you hear? It's written for people of attainment. We're not yet people of attainment. What can we do? Are there books for people not of attainment? None. There are none. All of the books of Kabbalah, all of them are written for people of attainment. So what do you do? So how can we come to attainment? And accordingly, one could ask, why did the Kabbalists mandate that each person study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Rav, even though we have no attainment, we have nothing, as you say, but what are they saying? Study, learn it. However, there is a great matter here which is noteworthy. there is great power, remedy, for those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Rav, remedy, power, meaning something not according to reason. You do something and you receive something. What do you receive? It has no connection with what you actually do. That's why it's called a special power, sgula. There's no logic in it. Continue. And even though they do not understand what they study, but from the great yearning and strong desire to understand what they study, they awaken the lights which surround their souls. Rav, so what's important here? The desire, the yearning, organizing correctly, everything that you can do. But not you won't understand with your mind, in reason, what's written here. It's completely, it doesn't go according to reason, our logic. It doesn't work according to that at all. And so long as one has not yet attained his wholeness, these future lights, which are destined to come to him, are considered to be surrounding lights. Of meaning we're drawn to something, and we have a part in it. Each one will attain it, and what you're going to attain in some time, these attainments already shine upon you. All these lights which will fill you, they already illuminate upon you from afar, even though you don't feel it. But they illuminate these lights which illuminate upon you from afar, from a distance. They are waiting for you. They're your lights, but they're in spirituality and you're not yet there. So they illuminate from spirituality to you, and they're called surrounding light or the reforming light or Torah. So basically a light that's meant for you. It illuminates for you if you yearn to come to the purpose, to the goal. And the meaning is that they stand prepared for him, but they wait for the person to purify his vessels of reception. And then these lights will clothe on the qualified vessels. And when he lacks these vessels, when a person studies this wisdom, engages in this wisdom, and mentions the names of the lights and vessels who belong to him, to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to some extent. But they illuminate without being clothed in the internality of his soul, from afar, because the qualified vessel for the reception is lacking. However, the illumination that he receives time after time while engaging in Torah, while in this engagement, they shine upon him from the heavens and bestow to him an abundance of quality and purity and bring one closer to perfection. That's it, so read. Yearn for the upper light to affect us, the reforming light. How does it affect us? We do not know. We'll only know about it as we advance. A few more things will be more understandable, more clarified, better defined, a little more emotion, a little more reason. I'll grow to love the quality of bestowal, be drawn to connection. These are the corrections that we'll receive from the light and feel how they act within us. According to our tendency towards connection, which before you hated, you didn't want to connect with anyone, you didn't care about it whatsoever. According to your tendency or inclination towards connection, you can say, yes, I now feel the effect of the light. All right?
Ken?
Yes? He says here that perhaps they didn't work with quality, but only with quantity, and so on. So it's not very clear to me if a person just comes and reads the Zohar now, does it do anything? If you're just reading the Zohar, nothing happens. I'm telling you the truth. Thousands of people for many years throughout many years, I've opened the Zohar, read it, and nothing happened. Yes. So what does it mean to mention the holy names? And Rav, do you have a desire when you open the book? Or don't you? Do you have? What are you opening it for? There is a desire, Rav. There is. Okay, what desire? This is a question which, it's not completely clear. Rav, but some kind of desire which you can't format it correctly, you can't define it, you don't, but a drive, you have a drive to attain something, to see something, to feel something. As it pulls you, it pushes you, something's there. You want to actualize this desire, to fulfill it. Yes? So you're told that you can fulfill it only on the condition that you must be adapted to the upper light. You must resemble the upper light. The upper light is like this. Upper light. Around us. We are here, within. How can we resemble the upper light? We have the law of equivalence of form. I have the egoistic desire, and the upper light bestows. It's opposite to me. In order to resemble the upper light, I need to take some group and to be here with friends. In connection between us, some kind of connection, somehow. Like this. And the more we connect between us, amongst ourselves, with all different forms and kinds of connections, the more we connect, the more we are close to the light. I build within myself, or between us, the quality of bestowal, small, artificial, not exact, like a child building something out of sand, with sand. But I build, I try. And by this attempt of mine, this effort, I begin to become similar to the light. This is the sign for similarity, equivalence, similarity, like him, a little bit, just to a little, to a small extent, but I make an effort, like a child who makes a small effort to do something, to build something. I can see him growing gradually by so doing, and we too, we play like children, and by this we build a place here. And this place will later be called Shechina, divinity. The place for the revelation of the Creator. This is the whole thing, the whole matter. So it's important for us to imagine to ourselves how we want to connect and how the Creator is revealed within our connection, within this connection where each one emerges out from within himself towards the others, each one towards the others, then in this mutual way, if there is a connection between all of us, there it will be revealed. So, if we're inclined towards that, the upper light acts upon us. Like this. And this action, he's working upon us. It's called O Makif, or surrounding light, or the reforming light, or the light of Torah. That's what happens to us. And he corrects us, or it corrects us. He conducts Tariag 613 corrections within us. Tariag 613. Eitin and Pkudin. So the light called Torah.
Torah,
light, and conducts Taryag 613 corrections. And ultimately, this means it performs the mitzvot, the commandments, corrections, actions, and slowly and gradually we begin to reveal the light within us in many different forms, which are called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. This is all that happens. And it is only revealed in the connection between us. Yes. So this is so long as we're inclined towards what you drew here, right? Yes. So what things affect this inclination? How do you control it? Of control? One who feels within himself this tendency towards the revelation of the Creator, which is expressed in one as the question, what is the point of life? Why am I living? He comes to these lessons, he participates until it is revealed to him. Yes? Let's say that during the reading you say, we're not connected enough, we're not thinking. I remind you of that. I remind you, yes. So what exactly do you expect us to do when you say that? Rav, I expect you to be a little more awake, a little more cognizant of the lack of connection, not anything else. And usually we feel from the Creator, we feel a coldness, frigidity, his backside, our rejection. He awakens our egos. Why? So that we can give prayer, our desire, a push, man, it is called in general. And then we receive help from him to organize us together, and he will be revealed then. That's the whole thing. Let's keep reading, and as we mentioned, make an effort. Everything depends on our efforts here. Item 240. At that time it is written, and the Lord God formed man, meaning Israel. The Creator formed them in forms of this world and the next world. Forms or paintings means levels of mochin. At that time, the Creator will impart upon them mochin of malchut, who is called this world, and of bina, who is called the next world. And he formed, is written with two letters, with two times the letter Yud in Hebrew, indicating that at that time the Creator instills Israel into his name, in the depiction of the two letters Yud, with a Vav between them, which adds up to 26 in Gematria. Also, two letters Yud are depicted in his face and in the faces of Israel, in their two cheekbones, and in their noses, they form the letter Vav. In the beginning of the word and formed, there is Vav in the beginning, then two letters Yud. This implies the mochin that extend from the unification of Havaya Adni, in which there is a Yod in the beginning, implying Upper Chochmah, and a Yod at the end, implying Lower Chochmah, and six letters between the two letters Yud are Zerampin, who receives from the upper Chochmah in Bina, the next world, and gives to the bottom Chochmah, Malchut, this world, giving them to Israel. These Mochin are depicted in Israel in the two faces with the nose, as it is written, and man's wisdom shall illuminate his face, since the mochin dega are called face, and the two faces are the two lines right and left, and the nose is the line that decides between them. 241. This is why it is written, "For from the top of the rocks I see him." The word rocks indicates those depictions of the Holy Name that are depicted in their faces in two precious tablets, which are Yud Yud, on which the Vav is carved. From the top implies the Mochin Degal. Rocks means measures of the level of Mochin, which are called depictions. The imparting of Mochin de Chochmah, called vision, as these Mochin are depicted in the two cheekbones, which are the two tablets, left and right. Right and left, which are two letters Yud of the unification, Havaya Adni, and the six letters Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Ke are carved on them like a nose. Rav, all right? And so we continue. And truth is, it's better to even not know Hebrew. Then you hear, you're not confused by the language. You're just drawn towards salvation. Sgula. It's called the Sgula of the Torah. The special power, remedy of the Torah. But if we know something, this is a burden on us. We need to combat our minds, our brains. This is... Achoraim are revealed even stronger interruptions above which we need to aspire only towards connection, because only in connection can we resemble the Creator. Yes, the tendency, the inclination towards connection is the same as His quality of bestowal, and then He comes closer to us to be revealed. Yes? Let's continue. 242. Also, He depicted for them, for all the generations, in His upper mate, Yud-Hei, and they are Vav, the unification of both of them. Indeed, the imparting of Mochin is regarded to and formed, is applied to all generations, not necessarily to the time of the end. The Creator depicts and imparts Mochin to Israel for all the generations in His upper mate, Bina, Yud-Hei, that unites in the Vav. For this is why Bina has the letters of Ben, Yud-Hei, son of Yud-Hei, implying the son, Zerampin, who unites Yud-Hei. The Creator depicts and bestows upon Israel by those depictions of above, because Zerampin is called Israel, the middle pillar, including both the upper divinity and the lower one together. They are the Shema reading of the evening and the morning prayers. It was said about them, "A bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." When Zon obtained Mochin Dechaya, the two females, Leah and Rachel, become for him one Paltzuf, and he is called by the name Israel, the letters Li Rosh, or I have a head, or my head. The Creator depicts and bestows upon Israel by those depictions of above, Mochin Dechaya. At that time, Zerampin, the middle pillar, which includes the upper divinity and the lower ones together, Leah and Rachel, who became one Paltzuf, is called Israel. Israel. And Israel includes them together. The upper divinity is the Shema reading of the morning prayer, and the lower divinity is the Shema reading of the evening prayer. As it is written, "Bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Since the upper divinity, Leah, is called bone, and the lower divinity, Rachel, is called flesh. By being the construction of Abba ve'Ima, the two became one Paltzuf. This is why it was said about her, "A bone of my bones and a flesh of my flesh." We're reading about many discernments here. We don't know them, we don't understand them. It's like in a dark forest. Nothing is understood, but you'll see after a while how it becomes clearer and clearer, as if we're entering some world we don't understand nothing of, and slowly the connections between things are made apparent, everything is understood now better, and this is the most natural way of attainment. According to the vessels, the corrected vessels being revealed to you, you'll begin to hear, smell, see, and understand everything that belongs to the upper world, according to the purification of the vessels. And if you don't understand, you don't have the vessels, then you can't say anything, about any discernments, not with all kinds of philosophies, or sfirot, potsufim. The most natural approach, the same as children begin to incorporate into this world, grow into this world. 243. Immediately at the time when Moshe appears at the time of the end, he plants Israel in the holy garden of Eden, meaning that Leah and Rachel will have become one Partsuf, the Garden of Eden. And Israel, the Ampin, includes them both. It is considered that Israel are in the Garden of Eden, because Eden is the upper divinity and Garden is the lower divinity. When they are mingled together, they are called Garden of Eden, since in all the generations he gives to Israel Mochin from the Garden of Eden. However, they are not permanent, because they themselves are outside the Garden of Eden. At the time of the end, the Creator will raise Israel to the Garden of Eden, as with Adam HaRishon, prior to the sin. And then the Mochin will be permanent forever. It is written, the Lord God planted a garden in Eden. This is Abba Ve'ima, who built the Nukva. A garden is the lower divinity. Eden is upper Ima. And there he placed the man whom he had formed. The man is the middle pillar, called Israel. Then, when the two of them become one Partsuf, which is the Garden of Eden, divinity will be his plantation, his mate, who will never leave him and will be his Eden for eternity. The Creator planted Israel at that time as a holy plantation in the world, meaning that when Israel receive those mochin, they become a holy plantation in the world. As it is written, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, wherein I glory. 244. And out of the ground the Lord God, Abba Ve'ima, made to grow every tree that is pleasant. The righteous, Yisod Zerampin, is called tree, and he is pleasant. Good to eat means Zerampin, the middle pillar, in whom there is food and nourishment for all. He gives the mochin to all the lower ones, and there is everything in him, in Zerampin. And the righteous, Yisod Zerampin, is sustained only by Zerampin, and divinity from the righteous. They do not need the lower ones to raise man, but rather the lower ones are nourished by the upper Yisod and divinity without them having to raise man. It is so because in the exile, divinity and the one who lives forever, Yisod Zerampin, who gives to divinity, had no nourishment except by raising man through the 18 blessings in the prayer. But at the time of the end, the time of ending, Yesod will be giving nourishment to all, to divinity and to the lower ones, without them needing any awakening of the lower one. 245. The tree of life, Zeranpin, will be planted in the garden, divinity. And then it is written about him, and he took also of the tree of life and ate and lived forever. In the exile, Zeranpin was not planted inside divinity, because his zivug was impermanent, but rather coincidental. But at the time of ending, Zeranpin will always be planted inside the garden in a never-ending zivug. This is, and he ate and lived forever, permanently. Divinity will no longer be controlled by the tree of the Sitra Acha, which is the mixed multitude, who are the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and she will no longer receive into her that which is impure, meaning she will not sustain the Tum'ah. And for this reason, the Tum'ah will be cancelled, removed from the world. It is written about that time, the Lord alone will guide him, and there is no foreign god with him, since all the evil and Tum'ah, defilement, will be obliterated from the world. This is why, in the days of the Messiah, proselytes are not accepted and divinity will be like vine, not receiving grafting of another kind. Rav, all right? Well, just keep reminding oneself why I'm studying and in what way I need to study. According to this, we open a place for the light, a route for the light, for bestowal, please. 246. Israel will be, as it is written, every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and will repossess that glory which they had lost in the ruin of the temple, of which it is written, He has cast down from heaven onto the earth the glory of Israel. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was separated and repelled from Israel, and they do not cling or mingle with them. For then it was said to Israel, And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, which is the mixed multitude. At that time, the Creator will reveal to Israel that on the day when they ate the tree of the tree of knowledge, and they caused two losses, the ruin of the first temple and the second temple. It is written, On the day when you eat of it, you will surely die. Death is mentioned twice in Hebrew, in relation to both temples. And this disclosure that the Creator discloses before Israel at the time is regarded as Him telling them not to eat of the tree of knowledge, as He had told Adam Rishon, Adam the First. Through the tree of knowledge, they caused the righteous, who bestows upon divinity, to be ruined and dry out in the first temple, which is the upper divinity, and in the second temple, which is the lower divinity. As it is written, and the river will be ruined and dried out. The river is Zeranpin. Ruined means in the bottom hay. In his nukva, since he departed from Zeranpin, the fountain of the Creator, who springs from the bottom hay as En Sof. 247. As soon as Israel come out of the exile, a holy nation, unto themselves, when the mixed multitude part from them, promptly that river which was ruined and dried during the exile, it is written about it, and a river comes out of Eden, meaning the letter Vav in the name Havaya, to water the garden, the bottom hay, and a river means the middle pillar, Zeranpin, comes out of Eden, means upper Ima, and Zeranpin receives the abundance from her. To water the garden means the lower divinity, a garden. 248. At that time, it was said to Moshe and to Israel, Then shall you delight in the Lord. The word Oneg in Hebrew, meaning delight, is the acronym of Eden, Nahar, Gan,
The Ein, the letter Ein of Oneg, is Eden. The letter Nun is Nahar. And the letter Gimel is Gan, or garden. That is, then they will delight in those mochin that hang down to them by the 3 degrees, Eden, river, and garden, which are mochin of upper Chochmah. For Binah is called Eden only when she receives from Chochmah. Then the verse, then shall Moshe sing, comes true. It is not written, then Moshe sang, but shall sing, in future tense, indicating the time of the exit of the children of Israel from the exile, when Moshe will sing a new song, and for the mixed multitude, as well as for the nations and the idol worshippers, the oneg, pleasure, will turn into nega, or affliction, same letters. It is just as Pharaoh and Egypt were afflicted when boils and smallpox were rampant among them. Rather, when Israel will have pleasure, meaning those mochin of Eden, river, garden, who will be pleasure for Israel, they themselves will strike the mixed multitude and idol worshippers with great afflictions. 249. And a river comes out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became 4 heads. These are the 4 sefirot, Chesed, Gvura, Netzach, and Hod, corresponding to the 4 banners of the tribes. The 4 camps of divinity are 4 heads, Michael, Gabriel, Nuriel, Raphael. In each camp, there are 3 b'chinot, discernments or aspects, according to the 4 banners, which are 12. The garden itself, divinity, complements them to 13. Chesed is the right arm. At that time, the words, he who wishes to grow wise shall go south, shall come true. That is, anyone who wishes to grow wise will aim his prayer to Chesed, to the south, and will draw Chochmah, and grow wise. The camp of the angel Michael will be watered, and they will receive their abundance from that Chesed, and with it, the staff of Judah and the 2 tribes. Gvura is the left arm. At that time, the words, he who wishes to grow rich shall go north, shall come true. Anyone who wishes to grow rich shall aim his prayer towards Gvura, north, and the camp of angel Gabriel receive from the Gvura, and with him the camp of Dan and the 2 tribes. Netzach is the right leg, the right calf, rather, from whom the camp of Nuriel receive, and the staff of Reuven with him, as well as the 2 tribes that are with him. Hod is the left calf, it is written about Yaakov, and he was limping on his leg. The camp of Raphael, appointed over the healing of the exile, received from him, and with him the staff of Ephraim and the 2 tribes. It follows that the 4 heads are 12, like the 4 banners are 12 tribes, which the garden complements to 13. This is the meaning of what was said, that only then Israel will have pleasure, as it is written, and a river comes out, since the 13th is the pleasure. Have questions? None. All right. Be attentive. Is it easier to listen and also think of connection? Also thinking of connection and thinking about the purpose of creation. Also thinking about the purpose of creation and this depiction of us connecting together. Meaning that all of this takes part over several levels, in mind, in recognition, consciousness, and none disturb another, none interfere with another. Let's continue. 250. Another interpretation to the words, and from there it parted and became 4 heads, This is the meaning of the four that went into an orchard, or Pardes. The four sages, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, another, and Rabbi Akiva. Pardes, orchard, is an acronym for Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod, literal, implied, interpreted, and secret, respectively. And from there it is parted, is an acronym of Pshat, Remez, Drush, by which Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and another, Acher, entered. They are the klipot of the Torah, the shells, compared to the sod, the secret, which is internality, in which Rabbi Akiva entered. It is said that only Rabbi Akiva, who entered the mocha, the aspect of sod, the internality of the Torah, entered in peace and came out in peace. But the other three, who entered in pshat, remez, drush, were harmed. One of those four sages entered through the river Pishon, implying the literal part of the Torah, the pshat, which illuminates in Pardes, since Pishon has the letters of a mouth reciting laws in Hebrew, meaning the literal Torah. The second one among them entered through the river Gihon. And there, the one of whom it is written, whatsoever goes upon the belly, meaning Moshe, the Vav of the Gihon, belly, which is big and is the middle of all the letters of Torah, is buried. And it is discerned as Gavriel, whose letters are Gavar El, or God prevailed, the prevalence of God, Gvura of El. Since any burial is to atone a flaw, as it is written, and will atone for his land, his people. Once the flaw was atoned for him, he stands for the revival of the dead in eternity. That is, Moshe's burial was not because of Moshe's flaw, but from Gavriel, Gvura of above, who prevailed over him and did not let him correct and reveal the wholeness during his life. Although for himself, he could have revealed all the wholeness. It is written about him, to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in, meaning whose way was hidden and did not reveal his wholeness because God has hedged him in, and not because of Moshe's inferiority. This is why no one knows his burial place to this day, where he was revealed, since the place of the flaw is the place of the burial, and since there was no flaw in him, no one knew his burial place. But at the end of correction, when Moshe's wholeness is revealed, the deficiency would be apparent out of the wholeness that will have been made revealed, which is the burial place, his burial place. This is the implied part of the Torah, and to the wise it is informed with an intimation. 251. The third among the four sages entered Chidekel, the river Tigris, whose letters are Chad Kal, sharp, easy, indicating witty without a flaw, for whom interpreting is easy. Sharp means witty, as in, and you shall teach them diligently unto your sons. Diligently, sharp. The fourth among the sages entered through the Euphrates, which is moach, or brain, where there are multiplication, since the semen extends from the brain. Explanation, the mochin imparted upon the lower ones generally divide into three b'chinot, three aspects. One, illumination of fak without a rosh, yetzira, which is called remez, or the implied, or intimation. Their understanding is limited, like mere hints. Two, mochin degar from chasadim, that extend from the world of bria. This is considered drush, or interpretation, which draws a man's heart. 3. Mochin degar from chokhmah, that extends from the world of atzilut, considered sod, or secret, in Hebrew. There are also kelim, that extend from the world of asiya, which are called pshat, or literal, the literal part of the work, the external acts. Authors, who were counting all the letters of Torah, would say the vav of gachon, belly, the half of the letters of the book of Torah. It is written, diligently inquired, and it is half of the words, and shaven is half of the verses. Halves of verses. It is so because in the world of correction, the three were divided by the parsa into two halves. The half above the parsa is considered the panim, the face or anterior, front of the degree, and the half below the parsa is considered the achor, back or posterior of the degree. Without that correction of the parsaot, the lower ones would not be fit to receive any mochin, because all the mochin come from the descent and ascents of those parsaot. In general, only four parsaot are discerned in Abia, because they are generally divided into two partsufim, where all the partsufim of Atzilut are considered one partsuf, and the three worlds Bia are considered one partsuf as well. There are two parsaot in Atzilut, in the middle of Atzilut, at the place of Chazed de Arechampin, which divides between Panim and Chor, and at the end of Atzilut, which divides between Atzilut and Bria. There are also two parsaot in Partsuf Bia, in the middle of Bia, in the place of Chazed, in the world of Yetzira, which divides between Panim and Chor, and at the end of Partsuf Bia, in Binad Malchut of the world of Asiya. All the mochin to the lower ones are imparted from those four parsaot. One, the kelim for mochin, which are pshat, literal, are imparted from the bottom parsa in Asiya. Two, vak without a rosh, which are remes, or the implied, are imparted from parsa in the middle of Bia. Three, gar de chasadim, which are the drush, or interpretation, are imparted from parsa between Atzilut and Bria, and four, gar de chokhma, which are sod, secret, are imparted from the parsa in the middle of Atzilut. These three mochin are regarded as letters, words, and verses in the book of Torah. One, vak without a rosh is considered letters before they join into words, where the understanding, the remez, is not revealed in them yet. Two, when they join into words, a little understanding is revealed in them, gar de chasadim, drush, or interpretation. Three, when the words join into complete sentences in verses, their understanding is completed entirely. This is gar de chokhmah, sod, secret. The letter vav of gachon, belly, is at the half of the letters of the book of Torah. The parsa, or the middle rather, the parsa at chazed de yitzira, dividing Bia into two halves. Mochin of remez are imparted from this parsa, the letters of Torah without combination, since the half from Chazed de Yitzirah and below became the place of the klipot. This is why it was said about her, whatever goes upon the belly, which is the impure serpent, whose place is from this vav and below, diligently inquired is half of the words. Parsa at the end of Atzilut, separating Atzilut from Bia, from which the Mochin Degar, the Chassadim, are imparted, who are called Drush. Interpretation. This is why it was said about her, diligently inquired, implying interpretation, Drush. Shaven is half of the verses, the parsa in the world of Atzilut itself, at the place of Chazed Arechampin, from which the gar of illumination of Chokhmah, called secret, sod, is imparted. This is why shaven was said about her, since her implies dinim, judgments, and through the mochin of illumination of Chokhmah, imparted from this parsa, they are cancelled and are as hair that was shaved. and there are no dinim there. This is why Rabbi Akiva was considered bald, since he entered in Mocha, which is Sod, from which there is the Parsa, and shaven. This is why his hair, the dinim, went bald. This is why the river this is the river that comes out of Eden, Bina, who came out because of the Parsa at Chazed de Ari Hampin, outside of Chuchma, who is called Eden. She did that to water the garden, to give mochin to Nukva de Zerampin, who is called Garden. And from there it parted and became four heads. Because of the Parsa that took Bina outside of Eden, the degrees parted and became four heads, which are four rivers, four illuminations that extend from the four palsa, which are called pardes, orchard, since a river means light. Those four sages who went into the pardes entered by those four rivers that extended from the four palsaot. The river Pishon, Pshat, extends from Parsa d'Asiya. The river Gihon, Vav, of Gihon, belly, Remez, implication, extends from Parsa de Yetzira. Those gar that are missing here in the Vav of Gihon are gar de Chuchma. It was said that a wise man is informed with the Remez, with a hint or intimation. Meaning that what is considered remez means vak without gar, meaning only for a wise man who needs mochin of illumination of chokhmah. Yet, with regard to mochin de chassadim, there are gar there, as in bria, but yetzira needs illumination of chokhmah, and gar de chassadim are not enough for it. Those gar of illumination of Chuchmah that are missing in the Vav of Gachon are the completion of the soul of Moshe, who will be revealed only at the end of correction, when Moshe stands at the revival of the dead. The wholeness of the soul of Moshe is buried and hidden in the Vav of Gachon and can appear only at the revival of the dead, when Moshe returns to Israel and the two Messiahs with him, when the Gar appear in Yetzirah. It is so because then all the Parsaot will be revoked and the three worlds Bi'ah will return to being Atzilut, and Gar de Chochmah will illuminate in Yetzirah as in Atzilut the revelation of the soul of Moshe. Questions? None. Yes. But it's easier, or is it harder to be in intention? What can you say about that? Any impressions?
No.
Yes. Perhaps it's relevant. There are some Zohar lessons where it's literally a war against the darkness within, and there are Zohar lessons which are just full of light, and you feel like everything is great, chassadim, connection, everything. I don't always know how to tell which is good or bad, whether if the Zohar lesson is all like a wonderful melody or constant war. Rav, we can't say what's good or bad, what's better or worse. It's not according to that that we examine the lesson or rate the lesson. If there is great effort, great rejection, and I try to still adhere to the intention, this is a good lesson. So I can't say, I can examine it in emotion or reason. To the extent that I have this great rejection, this great problem to my intention to be connected and attain the reforming light accordingly, to the extent that my work in summary, was harder during the work, then the lesson is more successful, meaning the number of interruptions, the more, the better. From Zion, the Torah comes, exits and returns. And the reader just recites, like a record. This sounds like a state where the lesson is war in the inner darkness, which is constantly revealed. Rav, yes, the Creator reveals you the Achoraim, the posterior. This is why it is said that from both sides He besieges me, from the front and behind. The Creator reveals that, and it's thanks to these posterior, these Achoraim, that we ask, that we suffer, we are drawn to something. In a lesson where everything feels like amazing grace, is it, Rav, it's a waste of time. It's not so beneficial. Okay, there is a place for such lessons. I'm not saying there isn't, but you need to have both discernment in that direction and in this direction. But truly, it's as we learn in the perception of reality, according to the perception of reality. You put the verses there online, right? So try to read there. You'll see how everything is measured according to the work against the Achoraim which the Creator evokes. Yes. All of the problems, questions, helplessness, the lack of desire, problems from our earthly lives, all of this is for us to discover that above all of this, we want a connection to Him. In the form of equivalence of form. Yes. But still, all these things, all these wars against darkness, which is revealed, the things which are disclosed, sometime you need to enter a state where there is no joy as the answering of the questions. Rav, there isn't. So, you need to be sorrowful that there isn't yet. You're in the work of God. The Creator is giving you the opportunity to rise above the interruptions which He sends you. And you try to be above this. This work is the most pleasant thing for Him. And you're crying that you have this opportunity. So you can't see it as a nice thing, a good sign that the lesson passes. Rav, why? This is the beautiful thing. This is nice. You're making efforts and you receive no egoistic rewards right away. This is also great help from above. Yes, Momo. Oh. For me, the impression was that there was darkness most of the time, thoughts about bare necessities, but alongside that, constant efforts of good, intention, and these efforts. With these efforts, I kept drowning in my own thoughts. Rav, and you returned again. Yes. So, that's excellent. What more do you want? The Creator is helping you. He's not making you fail. He's helping you by not giving you some piece of candy for your efforts. This is excellent. And if He would give you a good, nice feeling, contentment, then you'll start having fun, enjoying yourself. Not even that now. I feel that for several months now. Rav, excellent, excellent. You should be thankful for that. But there's in these states, you acquire the vessels, the kelim of above reason. Also, what I noticed today, which was different to other lessons, the text, on occasion, I managed to listen to it and it interested me greatly. It's a very interesting text. Rav, I don't taking into account whether the text is understandable or not. I try not to delve deep into it, although I find many things in it. But I try to always be within the intention, to rest within the intention, connection and the reforming lights on it. Baruch, yes. Exactly the same thing as the friend said. Okay, nothing to ask then. Well, is this it? Yes.
Where?
Quickly. A question from Antonio from Spain. He asks, when I cannot hold the intention, my head doesn't function anymore, I must then pray to the Creator to give me this power. Very well. So he asks, should I pray for the upper light to take care of me or just for the ten? For me, where I am within the ten. That way too. Rachamim. Give him. Rav, how is it that the thought of creation to benefit the created beings and the correction of creation, love thy neighbor as thyself, teach us the infinite network of connections which the Zohar writes about us? Rav, within the reforming light, we find that everything is already connected.
מה יהיה מחר?